Remember, the PTSD, the anxiety that you have right now is temporary. It's not going to be there forever. You're going to be in a better place.
This is the Emerence Podcast, where we empower you to choose yourself because there's no other human being that's more important in this world than you. This might sound selfish, but it's not. If you believe that choosing yourself is selfish, then I want you to know that self first isn't selfish, and I will tell you why.
Hey guys, welcome to the Emerence Podcast. I'm your host, Emerence Victoria Odiandala. And if you're new to this podcast, the Emerence Podcast, and this is the first episode ever that you listen to, then welcome. Thank you for listening. But if you are someone that has been listening since episode one, then I would say my apologies for going MIA so many times. Life has been going for me. Like, I have been doing a lot. Like, if you listen to a few episodes back, I give you a life update how I moved out. I'm no longer in Ottawa. I'm now in Vancouver. I changed my life. I got a new job and I got another job again because the first job that helped me move out did not work for me, and now I am in another new job, which I am in love with. So I have been trying to settle myself in with this new job. I have been trying my best to really focus on being good at this new job and being able to multitask. While I do my job, I have to do other things, because in my old job, I was able to multitask. I was able to be on social media and all that. But in this new job, then I have to be all focused, okay? So I think for me, my summer went super well. So I just needed to enjoy my life outside of social media, outside of all these tools that really makes me think that, you know, I have to be there for you. Because I know that you listen. Every Monday, whenever my podcast host sends me how many listeners that listened to my podcast last week, it's crazy. For me, it's like, wow, people are still listening. And I keep saying that, but I have to acknowledge that God has given me the tools, you know, my spirit, everything, this knowledge, this maturity to share with other people. And as you're going back to school, well, it's September. I'm kind of late for this, but you're already back to school. Some of you guys got a new job. Some of you guys are just back to the grind. And some of you guys don't have a job. And I've been thinking about this subject for a long time because someone sent me a message on Instagram asking me how to deal with anxiety. And I am going to read this message. I'm not going to say who sent me this message exactly, but we were supposed to talk these through, but I didn't have the chance to talk to this girl. And I apologize if you listen to my podcast and, you know, we didn't have the chance to talk like I intended to. I apologize. And I hope that when you listen to this podcast, it gives you a little bit of thoughts, a little bit of guidance on what you have to do after university, because it's not easy. Honestly, I've been there. Man, after university for me, I've been really stressed out. I had anxiety. I've been on a really like big depression because I didn't know what to do. It's always that big depression that really guides you. If you keep your head held high, it's going to guide you throughout everything. But if you're listening to this and you're going through a hard time because you have anxiety after university, then I want you to listen to this because I've been there. I've been there and I just want you to know that it's going to be okay. And as I know, you probably have something, a job that's just to make ends meet, or you probably have a job that you don't really like, but that's the profession that you chose. You're probably thinking of going back to school because you changed your mind. And that's okay. Because what I learned this couple months, I was with my nephews and nieces for the summer, and my nephew once told me that people change their mind. People have the right to change their mind, because I believe that he wanted something and then he changed his mind. And then I told him, like, hey, how come you're changing your mind? And then he's like, well, I don't know. People change their mind. And I'm like, you know what? That is so right. I learned so much from my nephews and nieces that sometimes I implemented on my emails and things like that. Talking about emails, I completely stopped. I stopped everything. Like, I really took a break and lived the introverted life that I would love to live. But at the same time, good things happened to me. So I had to also take the time to just enjoy that, the fruit of my hard work. Because guys, I have a boyfriend now. And this man, although he's not perfect, he is one of the best boyfriends that I've ever had. Well, not one of them. He is the best. Anyway, so back to the subject. I'm going to talk about all of the improvements that I've made, because the point of me sharing things on Instagram, me sharing things on this email and podcast is for you guys to grow with me. I come from a background where I am the last child of 11 kids, and it's a big family. I have many nephews and nieces. I would say that my childhood was stolen from me, and I have a lot of mother and father trauma. So daddy issues and mommy issues are there. It's really there. But how am I surviving? How am I making ends meet like this? How am I keeping my head held high? You know, like, I want you guys to grow with me, and I don't want to leave nobody behind. But I cannot force you to come with me if you don't want to. So I really appreciate anyone who keeps listening to my podcast and implement the things that I say. Guys, I'm only 26 years old, but I feel like if I grow to be 40 and I make my dream come true, let's say, without really guiding you guys throughout this journey, I feel like it's unfair. I feel like it's not good, because some of y'all are going to be older than me or in the wrong direction, and you're going to be like, where have you been all my life, you know? So the question that this person sent me said, your podcast and blog is so good. I was wondering if you had any advice on post-grad PTSD. Now that I have graduated, I feel so lost. So I'm going to just say, everyone feels lost after university. I remember stating this once in a previous podcast episode, that school is not really teaching us how to live. It's just teaching us how to become employees. It's not even teaching us how to become employers. It's not teaching us the life skills that we need. It's literally programming us to become workers, like the 9-to-5 type of lifestyle. But if you notice, nowadays, things have changed. You can become rich out of creating TikToks. You can become rich out of having a platform like mine. People are making money by teaching other people how to use social media. And that's crazy. Like, I know a few, and things have changed. So the thing that's making us feeling this PTSD is the things that we see on social media. People think that at 18, you can become a millionaire, which is true. Nothing is impossible, but it doesn't mean that that's the reality. The reality of things is, school has made us believe that everything is going to be okay after university, after college. We believe that we're going to find this job that we're going to love after university. One thing about me, when I studied marketing and I had my bachelor's in marketing, I was not comfortable enough to go get a marketing job. That was half PTSD and half of my values, the things that I value the most, the things that really makes me who I am. I was not comfortable enough to market around the world, to make sales, to analyze consumers' behaviors, all that, because all of the marketing things that you guys know of, it's all manipulation. They create a need. And when you go deep in that and you learn these things, it doesn't sit well with my values. So I had the biggest PTSD ever after I finished university because I had a job temporarily. I was like, well, I'm going to keep this job that paid me above the minimum pay. And that job helped me pay off my tuition. And because of that job, I was able to graduate. So I decided to stay because, well, I have a job, you know, that's not what I want to do, but it will do, right? I was able to make ends meet. And when I realized that I was going to stay, I gave myself a year to find a marketing job. I can show you guys the notes that I have. I had goals about having a marketing job within a year. In 2019, in 2020, I had to have a marketing job and all that. But reality has to hit. You have to be real with yourself. Ask yourself, why are you having this PTSD? Is it that you can't find a job, or you have anxiety, or you don't feel prepared to do the job, the things that you studied for? Because some professions are easier to get in than others. I would say many jobs requires you to have like an internship, and then you go through that, and then you start to, let's say, quote unquote, beg for them to hire you after that. And if you didn't do co-op throughout your years, you'll also find it hard to find a job, right? So ask yourself, why are you feeling this PTSD? Why is it hard for you? And I would also say, don't be too hard on yourself. Life is way too short for us to be stressing over things like that. I always tell my boyfriend how it's not fair for us to be paying for the roof on top of our head, to pay for water, to pay for the things that we need in order to survive. And between you and I, life is not fair. But having that university postgraduate PTSD or anxiety is normal. And I want you to remove all this stress. Just think it through. Know why you're feeling like that. And if there's anyone that can talk to you about it, like me or anyone else that probably is doing what you want to do, ask them how they did it. You know, maybe at the end of the day, you're not supposed to be doing what you studied. Honestly, I've been in the government for now 2 years. And ever since I finished university, I didn't touch marketing. It was still in the back of my mind once I entered the government as a public servant. Once I started working, I was looking for communication jobs, marketing jobs, anything that has to do with something that I studied for. But now I'm in HR. See, like sometimes you just have to go with the flow. Yes, I love to plan, but I'm someone that gives up easily. Like I need breaks. Okay. And I just know who I am. That's why I'm like that. And that's why I don't force myself to come back and stress because I didn't post for a while, or stress because I didn't post a podcast or like launch something or make money, you know, because it's like, it's something that I do on the side. I don't do this as my primary employment. Of course, one day I want to do this full time. I do want to become a coach. I do want to have this platform with many followers, but I am keeping my reality in check, right? I have things that I have to take care of, which means that I have limited time in my day. And if I'm going to spend 7.5 hours in my public service job, then I will have to spend less hours on Emerent coaching task, right? And that's reality checks. And you have to do reality checks like that consistently in your life. Once you're done university, look at what is a priority. For me, my priority was to learn finance. I had to put my house in order. I had to make sure that the money that I'm using right now is going to serve me, and I will never in my life ask for help, borrow money from someone else. I told myself that that is something that I will not do. And now, coming from 2018, that's the time that I told myself that, to 2022, I can see the improvement because I borrow money from my own bank account, like my own money, my own savings. I borrow money if I need it. Or else it wouldn't be possible for me to move from 5 hours away, like Ottawa to Vancouver is a 5 hours plane ride. So it's like, you can't just move like that if you are broke, you know? Some people take the risk, and I applaud. Like it's a big risk, but it's good if you know what you're going to do, but you have to also assume the struggle that will come with it. And it's the same thing with finishing university, finishing college. You have to assume, you have to be proud of the things that you've done, because finishing university or college is not easy. You have to be proud of yourself, but don't be too hard on yourself afterwards. Many people that I know went back to school after 2-3 years because they just wanted to work and they didn't want to finish their master's, let's say. Or they finished university and they wanted to pay their own tuition, so they worked and then they went back to university. Or some people, really, they finished university and they did not know what they wanted to do. And that is okay. You have no clue who you want to be, what you want to do. Don't let social media stress you on this. You really need to know what you want, what's going to make you happy. And if you live on that, what's going to make me happy theme, you're going to be like happier in life. You're going to stop letting your head get on top of you. Stop overthinking things. Be nice with yourself. Put yourself first. And this is exactly what I teach, right? This is exactly what I'm advocating, that self-love is all about your own happiness. Because if you're not happy, you won't be able to take care of anyone around you. And as I was telling a friend lately, we all live off of everyone else's energy. So you want to have a good energy so that you can feed other people. If your cup is not overflowing, then what are you doing helping other people? You can't. It just doesn't make sense to me. And it won't make sense to you because you will burn out, right? So again, you have to know where you're at right now. You have to know if you need a job ASAP. And if you do need a job, then feel free to request for a career coaching. I believe that some colleges and universities do have these people. I forgot the name, but you can go to like the administration and they will help you with your career moves. They can help you with your resume, all that, right? You have to understand that after university, it will be hard to make a decision. And the thing that also that I didn't mention that will also stress you is to always compare yourself with other people. Don't do that. Your road, your path is not the same path as other people. Your friend who's now a dentist, let's say, isn't the same as what you did, right? If they have a job that pays well, trust God. Trust that you're going to be in a better space, because you have to really make a decision right now that's going to help you, and then create a path, create like a little goals, you know? Like I told you guys, my goals was to finish up in a marketing career. However, now I am in an HR career, human resources, man. And I think that fits me really well because that's what I like. I like helping other people. I like doing these little tasks that will help someone get paid. You know, that's what I do and I love it. And I wouldn't be able to figure it out if I had went and said, like feeding myself off of this stress and stressing myself, like because I studied marketing, then I have to be in the marketing area, career, whatever that is. It's not like that. Trust the process. Write down your goals. Pursue these goals, but also trust and be open to new path, new places. Because when I finished university, I did not plan that I was going to move to university and have an HR job. Now I can see I am like here and I'm like, well, this is the path that God wanted for me and I'm going to accept it like a grown woman and I'm going to be happy because I love this, right? This is what I wanted and I love my job. I love doing what I do and I love the side hustle that I am resuming right now. So again, if you're having this post-grad PTSD anxiety, you think you're lost, you think that you're behind, stop all that. That is just your head going overboard. You are better than that. You are worth way more. And just for that, I'm going to ask one of my friends who's a career coach to be on this podcast. And we're going to talk about these career stuff and how to figure this out. Because I feel like we don't talk a lot about it. We think that, you know, after university, we'll find the career that we love. We'll be in the career that we love. And we're going to find a partner. We're going to get married. We're going to have kids. Okay, that's how I was thinking when I was like 5 years old. But I feel like that's what we think is going to happen. And we want to have that, you know, wonderland in our life. But believe in the process, boo-boo. Like you need to really trust God, trust yourself that you'll be in a better place. And another thing that I always say, everything is temporary in life. Whatever you're living today is not going to be there tomorrow. So you have to cherish every little thing, every struggle, every happiness, anger, sadness. Just cherish it because it's part of the experience, right? So remember, the PTSD, the anxiety that you have right now is temporary. It's not going to be there forever. You're going to be in a better place. I haven't been this happy in my life in forever. Believe it or not, this is the truth. Like, I am the happiest that I can be in my life right now. And I can't wait to see what God has for me in a few years because I just trust the process. So you also trust the process. Okay? Thank you so much for listening to this podcast episode. If you enjoyed it, let me know by leaving a comment to this podcast or sending me a message on Instagram at TheEmerents, and I'll be happy to read you. Also, don't forget to rate, share with a friend that probably needs this. And yeah, I'll see you next time. Don't forget, self first isn't selfish. Bye-bye.